tips and information you need. Hey guys, welcome to the Fantasy Footy Feed podcast.
This is Peter, playing the guitar.
Well done, Dad. And I'm Tim. Thanks for tuning in. If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're back again after the debut last week, then we appreciate you coming back for more. Tonight we're going to look at round two. And it was probably the worst round for, it's one of those rounds.
I mean, my back line, the average was 50, 60 points.
It's terrible, isn't it? I mean, I had I got Matt Day in the back line.
Oh yeah, mate, he's good, it's cheap.
Yeah, and he was the top scoring backman. I had Yeo, who got 40.
Oh, mate, don't get me started. That is pitiful. I can't believe the players of that calibre just don't perform when it's really required.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going through the games. It was always good to start a Friday night off with a Collingwood win.
Oh, yes. That was the way to go, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really sets it up. It was 1 point. Collingwood won it right at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty good, mate. On the Dream Team side of things, Bakahula, he top scored everyone, 119. And Dusty Martin got 114.
Yeah, you had Cochin, 107, and Ellis, 105, rounding it out, which was pretty cool. Who kicked 6 goals for Solo?
105 points, mate. He's been pretty good over the years. Not good.
Yeah, he was up and down because he kind of got injured and then he couldn't play with his foot.
Oh, but he's here now and he did well. I watched the Crows and the Power game, mate. That was great. I mean, the Crows, they probably got some motivation now with their coach last year and so on and so forth.
Rory Laird came to the party, 136 Dream Team points. And Tom Lynch, he kicked 6 goals too and he got 132.
Mate, that was great. Robbie Gray, who was also useful, 127 and 124 Dream Team points for Ollie Wines.
Thompson and Brown also scored well, 119 and 114 respectively. So that was pretty cool. Looking over to the Essendon game, that was amazing.
Mate, I know we bagged the Bombers, but well done. You're 1-1 after 2 rounds. So congratulations, blokes. You had a hard-fought win against Melbourne. It was, 13 points?
Yeah, that was really... I didn't see any of it, but I saw a lot of stuff. I was following it on the AFL app.
Yeah, I mean, keep an eye on the scores. Zach Merritt, mate, 136. You probably want to consider him. He's a
he's a mid-forward.
Yeah, all right, don't correct me. It's fine, I knew. 136. Followed closely by Zaharakis, 126. He's a bit of a midfielder, as I was saying to you the other day.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty cool. Joe Danaher, 116. And Merritt's brother, Jay Merritt, 112. Goddard's still up there, which is good, 110, with Bernie Vince being the best out of the Ds with 110.
Jared Waite from North Melbourne, formerly of Carlton. I don't know how the hell they let him go. 127 Dream Team points, top scored. Ahead of Zorko with 110. And as Michael Edgeworth calls him, Squizzy Taylor, 105 was the second best out of the Lions. You had Brown from North. He kicked 3 goals, which was all right. Still, didn't register on the radar. And he got, 80 points?
Yeah, he got 83.
Yeah, I don't know. I always like to get him above 70. That kind of makes it count.
Yeah, I know. That's good, but lower than 70, it's like I'm going to consider trading you in a couple of weeks.
Well, anyway, moving on to the Bulldogs and St Kilda. Matty Oliver, if you're listening, I hope you are, and thank you if you are. The Saints, mate, are they still rebuilding? 36-93. They got touched up by the Dogs.
Yeah, the Dogs have done really well this year. They're looking pretty good. The Dogs and the Roos are probably the best improved, I think. Lockie Hunter, who's Mighty Don's, Steve Young's favourite at the moment, 130 points. Followed by Nick Riewoldt.
Yeah, he got 119. And behind him, Joe Hannison from the Doggies, 113. He's also one to watch. So that was, I don't know. Well, sorry, Matty Oliver with the Saints, but, mate, that was a different game. Yeah, I don't know, there's kind of some questions to be... And, yeah, I don't know. The Suns, however, they did really, really well. They beat Fremantle. They're probably the opposite end. They're doing fairly terribly at the moment. They still managed 100 points, but the Suns overran them 126 points. Aaron Hall, 126 Dream Team points.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, eh? And Nat Fyfe, I think, who had him as captain? I think Papa Wog had him as captain. He got 121, so that was pretty cool. And Jack Martin from the Suns, he was 112, 111 to Stephen Hill, which is for Fremantle, which my brother Anthony has.
A lot of the Pies, mate. Keep an eye on them. I mean, they're 0-2, but they've been very competitive. Lost 20, 30 points each game. Tom Scully for the Giants. They beat the Cats. Can you believe it?
I mean, we should have seen it coming, though. Stevie J got 111 Dream Team points, kicked two goals. That's really amazing. And Griffin as well, 110.
But at the top, yeah, Tom Scully, 138, and Toby Green, 113. They beat the Cats. What is it, 20? No, it's 13 points. Shit. It was pretty good, mate. That was, what, up at Monica? It was really good to see that result.
Yeah, no, that was pretty cool. It's always good to see the Suns and the Giants win in the same week. Yeah, that was really cool. The Hawks, Josh Gibson, the backman, everyone kind of overlooks when trading cheap backies or just trying to upgrade or whatever.
Mate, Gibson, 157. Would he kick a goal? 44 disposals. Mate, that is, take your hat off. That's incredible. Sammy Mitchell, who's also right up there, 146. So keep an eye on him if you can afford him. Him and Tommy Mitchell, his cousin.
No, they're not cousins.
Well, it's Smitch and Titch. It's Mitchell, mate. It's a surname. It's common.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you.
No, that's all right. I'm sorry. Isaac Smith, I liked him for a while. He got 119. And yeah, there's a couple of others around the 100 mark, which is good. But West Coast, mate, they didn't turn up. They lost by 46 points in the grand final replay. Here we go, Tom Mitchell, 143.
Yeah, he's right up there, man. That was really good. Kurt Tippett kicked 4 and got 116. So the Swans, that was a 10-goal win in the end, 131 to 71, which rounds out the matches for that round, round two. We have a list of the best fantasy footy scorers for the round. And congratulations, Marco.
I hope you're listening, mate. Want to make a mention. Who was the biggest scorer for the round? Congratulations, Papa Walk.
Yeah, I mean, you lost to me in the first round. And you bounced back and beat everyone, man. So congratulations, 1947 points, just under the 2,000 mark. Perseverance, 2015.
Gotta change your name, mate. Come on, it's getting a bit daggy.
So he got, what did he get, 1894?
Yeah, mate, he did well. He beat Steve Young, Mighty Dons. I'm sorry, mate. You're talking him up as an, talking him down, actually, as an easy beat. But, yeah, he touched you up, mate. And you can say this to him if you want.
Okay, Dad, your Flashers Magpies were the third best scoring team for the round.
Thank you, mate. Take your hat off for me, hey? 1850 points. That's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that. And then, I don't know, just a couple of things, like with, you know, some things are going well, some aren't, but, yeah, I was pretty happy with that. We're going to look at the ladder.
Yeah, we'll just check that out, so we'll go back. Number one is Hand of God, Michael Edgeworth.
Hey, what on, Edgy? Top scorer last round, you're still number one.
Number two is Altitude Denial, and he's looking pretty good. He just fell from number one, but he's still right up there.
Two wheel on your boot, Andrew Oliver. Mate, you stick it up your brother. Bloody better than him. Number three, your brother's at number six. We'll get to that later. Matt Jenko, Holy Crapola, number four. And Shane Corona-Cranfield, the best coach in South Tasmania. He's at number five. I think he's a Collingwood fan too. Anthony, you can clear that up.
Yeah, Matty Oliver, as you said, Goddard Love a Flag is number six. I'm number seven. And Chris Ray and his brother Brett, or cousin, excuse me, Green Iguanas is number eight. And Beams New York Rocky is number nine.